This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhinde. An Arizona Senate committee revived and advanced a wide-ranging election bill Monday that would eliminate nearly all forms of early voting and require ballots to be counted by hand. Republicans passed the bill out of the Senate Government Committee along party lines, but it will likely die in a full vote of the Senate. Republican representative of Apache Junction, John Fillmore, endorsed the bill. He says it would eliminate early or absentee voting. The only exception is for voters who have a disability or expect to be out of the state on election day. The bill would require people to vote at a local precinct polling place. The votes would then be counted by hand and released within 24 hours. The Wildland Fire Outlook shows the number of fires and acres burned so far this year in the U.S. are nearly double the 10-year average. And more wildfires are expected this year. Cronkite News' Alexandra Mora Medina reports on what Arizonans should prepare for.
The fire forecast for Arizona this month into June isn't looking good. The National Interagency Fire Center finds that southeast Arizona may be the first part of the state to see significant wildfires this month. Michael Crimmins is watching this closely. He is a professor at the University of Arizona and a climate specialist.
We're going to have a lot of those grasslands that might burn early in the spring. As we get later, right up into the monsoon, we might see that fire risk move up into the high country.
Nick Nosler is a meteorologist at the National Interagency Fire Center. He says another year of drought and a dry winter has increased the amount of fuel that's ready to burn.
Grasses and shrubs, along with the drier trees and timber that are more conducive for above normal significant fire potential heading into kind of spring and early summer.
Nosler says he expects to see more active than normal fires this year. Firefighters have already had to put out small fires in the Tonto National Forest and are doing prescribed burns to lessen the threat of fire. Alexandra Mora Medina, Cronkite News.
Arizona ranks among the top five states for generating solar power from both utility and small-scale installations. But these panels can be damaged and eventually die. Cronkite News' Atria Mineshny takes us to a recycling facility in Yuma that's helping to keep these solar panels out of landfills.
That's not the sound of a typical construction site.
There's about 27 of these per pallet. Some of these crews can crank out almost 2 pallets an hour.
That's Dwight Clark. He directs recycling, technology, and compliance at We Recycle Solar in Yuma. Those wooden pallets he mentioned contain, you guessed it, dead solar panels.
We typically receive solar panels from a variety of places, and we look to either reuse, repurpose, or recycle the solar panel.
The facility looks like a giant airplane hangar from the outside. But inside, piles of broken, damaged, or dead solar panels are lined up against the walls waiting to be recycled. Clark says these panels come to Yuma from around the country.
More than a third of those panels came from northern Ohio. You know, we just got 6 trucks in from South Florida.
Clark's crew takes a solar panel and reduces it to tinier elements, such as glass, aluminum, silicon, and copper.
It's amazing that you go from this wafer to a bunch of ground, almost looks like dirt.
He sells these elements to companies to reuse, but not for much.
A solar panel will typically hold you somewhere, depending on commodity prices, more than $3 per solar panel, usually less than $7 to $10 at its peaks.
And to make that money, Clark and his crew have to remove the frame of the solar panel and separate the glass and the silicon.
All right, so they lift the new panel off of the pallet, they set it up into their position, and then what they're going to do is they're going to take the air saws and they're going to cut around the perimeter of the whole thing, separating the metal frame from the glass.
Clark's team has one goal.
We make it our goal to avoid landfill for at least 95% of what comes in the door here.
Solar panels have a lifespan of about 25 to 30 years, and by recycling them, harmful materials such as lead and cadmium are kept out of landfills. Those metals can then be reused in refurbished panels and other products. But only 10% of solar panels are actually recycled in the U.S. That's because recycling technology is expensive and not federally regulated. Panels installed in the early 2000s are starting to reach the end of their lifespan. So people like Clark are bracing for an influx of solar e-waste. Clark's operation is pretty hands-on, taking apart dead solar panels. But researchers at Arizona State University are looking into using chemicals to break down the high-value metals within solar panels. ASU professor Meng Tao is leading this new recycling effort.
Overall, what we want to accomplish is that we want to recover all the materials contained in solar panels.
The Department of Energy has given Tao and his team a two-year grant of $485,000 to help advance the research. Tao has also brought on board PhD student Natalie Click.
I found Dr. Tao's project and I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, no one's thought about recycling solar panels. I want to work on that.
Click explains their work is focused more on recovering metals that could be lost in typical solar panel recycling methods.
What we're working on is developing a process to recover each of the metals in its pure form, so lead in a metallic lead form, silver in a metallic silver form, and then put those materials back into the market to create new solar panels.
Click says they try to recover 100% of the lead from solar panels because of the metal's toxicity.
We don't want this ending up in our environment, in our groundwater, things like that.
Recycling solar panels can yield an estimated stock of 78 million tons of raw materials and other valuable components by 2050. And if these materials are put back into the economy, its value can exceed $15 billion in the same year. That's according to the International Renewable Energy Agency. In Yuma, Atriya Maneshni, Cronkite News.
That's not the only renewable energy news in Arizona. $9 million in federal grant funding is going to a dozen tribal communities across the U.S., including the Navajo Nation. The Department of Energy announced Monday that the money would be used for renewable energy projects. $1.2 million will support a solar and battery storage project in Kayenta in northeastern Arizona. Tribal officials said the project will provide electricity to 24 homes. Many tribal members have been waiting for this for a long time. An estimated one-third of all residents on the Navajo Nation are not connected to the power grid. We had help today from Alexandra Mora Medina and Atriya Maneshni. Also, thanks to Justin Torres, who produced today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Emma Vandenhainde.